Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, I'll read verses 3 through 7. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. I deal with hurting people. I've spent 4 decades helping hurting people. Let me say right here, people look for and search for comfort in all the wrong ways. People want to be soothed or relieved, coddled, or freed from all discomfort. Here are some of the ways people seek comfort. Drugs, whether they be legal or illegal. Alcohol, cigarettes, cutting themselves, or just plain sleeping it off. People try spending money and buying things to comfort. They call it retail therapy. People look for comfort at bars or nightclubs or immorality. And none of these things bring comfort. Matter of fact, most of these cause more problems, which means they need more comfort. One of the most amazing statements in all the Bible is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 3. The very last words of the verse, the God of all comfort. God does not just give us comfort. He does not just guide us to comfort. God, in his own words, is the source of all comfort. That means anything outside of God or his word is not comfort. This means I don't need to seek or to search for comfort. I have the source of all comfort available to me in the King James Bible. God does not just give comfort. He is the source of comfort. God does not say that he will take away that which causes us to need comfort or causes the discomfort. He does promise to be the source of comfort in suffering. This means we don't need to seek for comfort. We can just go directly to him. If we get comfort outside of God, it's not really comfort. This truth will change your life. In order for us to know God as the comforter, we need to go through uncomfortable things. God does not create the discomfort. We're sinners. Sin causes discomfort. But God is the comforter. You know, there is no need for comfort unless there is discomfort. And men and people are sinners. Let me give you several thoughts today. Number one, when we get saved, God gives us the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, sealed inside of us. John chapter 14, verses 15 through 18. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Remember, it's not about us, it's about God. But I love verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye shall also bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. I want you to notice, the lost world doesn't have any comfort because they don't have the Holy Spirit. Doctors and psychologists cannot give you comfort. Alcohol and drugs cannot give you comfort. Partying cannot give you comfort. Group therapy cannot give you comfort. All these are about the body and the soul, but not the spirit. Only the Holy Spirit of God with the Word of God can hook up to the source of all comfort. The world tries to numb the pain or make you forget it temporarily, but it doesn't give you comfort, just temporary relief. The world's relief can only work on the body or soul. There is no spiritual help available in the world. When we get saved, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, comes and lives inside of us. He's not there for feelings, but to guide us in truth. You have to have the right Bible, or there'll be no comfort. The Holy Spirit cannot work outside of God's Word. Number two, we who are saved should not ever be depressed and comfortless like the world. I want to tell you something here that may sound a little harsh, but a Christian who is depressed is not right with God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest. You see, when we who are saved get depressed, we are not living in the Spirit, and that means something. That means that we are not right with Him. If a saved person without comfort, that means we're not in His Word and not being filled with the Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, is the source of all comfort. Huh, reading our Bible, hearing the Bible taught and preached, living the Bible, sharing the Bible with others. It is a spiritual thing, not a physical thing. No Christian should ever stay depressed. Number three, God gives us comfort so we can help someone else. 2 Corinthians 1:4 says, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Hey, don't waste the comfort God gives you just on yourself. Learn to take the comfort you have been given, and while you're bearing a different problem, help somebody else who's gone through a problem that you have already gotten through. This means get your hands dirty with hurting people. Church is supposed to be a hospital for hurting people, not a museum for perfect lives. Don't be selfish and hoard comfort. How about we begin to look for others to comfort? Don't waste your comfort. By the way, when you help somebody else get comfort, Galatians 6:2, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. I believe in the doing of that, you then get the comfort you need again. Hey, let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.